Back on the pregame show, Jesse Goldberg-Strasser alongside Ryan Schimpf, the Lansing Lugnuts starting second baseman. Ryan, welcome to the Midwest League. How about a four RBI game, including your first home run?
Well, it was a good team effort last night. We came up a little short, but we wanted to get Sal's first win as a manager. But, it's the first game of the season, and it was a pretty well-played ball game. But hopefully we can come up today and get a win.
What's your feel for this team starting this year?
I think we're going to be a pretty good team. The bullpen looked great last night, and hitting came along towards the middle half of the game, but I think we're going to be a pretty strong team.
Speaking of that hitting in the lineup, you're batting right in front of your teammate at LSU, Sean Ochinco. What's it like to still be teammates with him?
It's pretty fun. You don't see it too often, and I think we're just glad we get the opportunity to play with each other, and just mix in with some of the other guys that we haven't played with before. So it's pretty good.
Both of you were drafted by the Blue Jays last June. What was that like? How'd you find out you'd been drafted by Toronto?
We were actually at each other's apartment the day of the draft, second day of the draft, and it was a big coincidence. He left to go hit a little bit to get his mind off of it, then he came back, and it was like a big party, you know? So it was pretty fun.
Any big adjustments from going from college into professional ball?
Not really. A lot of colleges send their players out to play wood bat league in the summer, and I think that helps out a lot with getting some young guys adjusted to playing with the wood. But not too much. Just got to grind it out and stick it out for the whole 142 games.
Talking to Ryan Schimpf, the Lansing Lugnuts starting second baseman. Have you always played second base?
Pretty much. Yeah. In college, I played a little bit of everywhere, but. For the most part, I played second base.
Who is the reason that you play baseball?
Well, my dad, he didn't want to specialize in one sport. And growing up, me and my brothers, we played everything, baseball, football, basketball. And it just happened in high school. I just decided to focus on baseball.
So. Well, we've talked about offense, and then there's your defense. Is there anything that you're specifically working on with your coaches right now?
Mainly just making sure that every ball hit to you is an out. Just consistency and just staying in a rhythm and always staying in tune to the game and what's happening every pitch.
How do you do that?
You just got to always be thinking. You can't take a pitch off, and that's big when you get to the pro level. You got to always constantly stay in the game, checking out the pitches and knowing the runners and all that. So you just mentally got to stay on every pitch.
Now, there are a lot of new pitchers to you. Last night, you were facing Justin Walker, the reliever. He struck you out in the fourth inning. Then you came up, faced him again. That was when you hit the three-run homer. Did you have any expectations that second time up?
Well, he broke off a couple of curveballs and sliders, and he was a good pitcher. I tipped my hat to him the first AB, but he just left a slider up a little bit, and I was fortunate enough to put a good swing on it.
Did you know it was a home run right away?
Well, I put a good swing on it, and this cold weather and the wind, you don't know what's going to happen, so once you connect with it, you got to run out the box, and I was fortunate enough to get one out of here.
What's the difference in playing baseball, let's say, in the warm weather you're used to the south, and the cold weather here in Dayton, Ohio?
It's a little different. We were talking about this yesterday. This is probably one of the few times I've ever played baseball in sleeves, so had to go and buy my cold gear the other day, and you just got to always keep moving, stay hot.
Ryan, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.